college football practice is starting at the end of this week. And to get us ready for the football season, we have Matt Ludke. He's a production assistant for Current State Sports. So let's talk football, Matt.
Oh, let's get into it. I've been waiting all summer, and we're finally here.
So looking at the Spartans, what are they going to maintain from last year that's going to be carried over to this year that's a positive or a plus?
Well, it's weird because it's kind of a tale of two teams. As far as the defense is concerned, we've been set for the last few seasons, like nationally elite. The last few seasons, they've been sixth and fourth in total defense in terms of the entire country, and I think you're going to see that carry over. I mean, they lose a few guys as far as defensive starters are concerned, but they return a majority of the defense, similar schemes and everything. They're going to do the same thing. I think you're going to see a lot of low-scoring games again this season. Hopefully they won't be quite as frustrating as they were last year, though.
They were very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
And offense seems to be where Michigan State struggled more than anything.
Yeah.
Does our offense look like it's going to be better this year? Or are we not really sure yet?
Well, you know, it's one thing you can say, there's a lot of question marks, and that can be good and it can be bad. Last year they were so close, and you hear Coach D'Antonio say things like, you know, we're missing on the inches. He always sits talking about the inches, and when you look, I mean, 5 losses in the Big Ten by 13 points total, yeah, you're missing out on some of the inches. But at the same time, a majority of the offense last year was Le'Veon Bell. I mean, mm-hmm. There's no way to mince words about it. He was 42% of the yards and 48% of the points. Like, talking about leaving a hole, that's quite a hole to fill. And I don't think it's going to be one guy. As far as the running back is concerned, I mean, you've got Max Bulla's little brother Riley filling in right now. A couple of freshmen are coming in. They're going to compete, but it's just they're looking for consistency because there were flashes where they were moving the ball last year, and then they'd have possessions where they moved back 30 yards because, you know, offensive penalties, you know, just miscues, just little things that they weren't quite up to snuff on, and, you know, they had to pay for it. And this year, you've got Andrew Maxwell coming back. He's the senior leader at quarterback. But at the end of the year, you know, it was Connor Cook playing in the bowl game. So how much confidence do they really have in Maxwell? And that's going to be the big question mark going in, is who's going to lead the offense, and are they going to be consistent this season? Whereas last year, it was up and down, up and down.
Last year, surprisingly, especially looking at Bell scoring, you know, 48% of the points, I think you just said, they actually passed more than they ran.
Yeah.
Do you think that game plan changes at all this year, or you think they're still going to stick to being more of a passing team?
I think part of that last year was Bell was the only guy who the coaches trusted. And this year, they don't have that luxury. There's no security blanket, because Le'Veon Bell was pretty much a cure-all last year. If, you know, it was 3rd and 3, give it to Le'Veon. If it's 3rd and 5, give it to Le'Veon. If it's 3rd and 7, give it to Le'Veon. Maybe have him throw. Who knows? You know, any way we could get him the ball, let's do it. And this year, there is no guy coming in who is the guy. So I think, you know, in some ways, it's a problem, but it's definitely an opportunity for multiple people. And traditionally, you know, they've been way more successful when they have multiple people contributing. Back when they were winning 11 games every season, it was, you know, Le'Veon Bell and Larry Caper and Edwin Baker as kind of like a three-headed monster. So when you get, you know, multiple guys contributing, I think it's easier to, you know, make up that yardage. I don't think anybody's going to have 1,800 yards rushing, and I don't think that Maxwell is going to throw quite as much because they're going to be able to spread the ball around to more ball carriers and get more people involved. And, you know, it's all about depth, and you can't just be a one-trick pony, especially in this day and age in college football. You have to be able to attack people on multiple fronts, and I think that's one of the things they're going to be looking for with all these young players. Hopefully we can bring them up quick, and when we don't have those growing pains, because honestly, we're not in a position to be, you know, having too many more 6 and 6 years. We got to get back up to where we were the last few seasons.
You mentioned earlier Andrew Maxwell and Connor Cook, and kind of there's not really confidence in Maxwell. Do you think there could still potentially be some room for some shifting in the number one spot for quarterback, or are we set for now?
Right now, I think we're probably set. I think a lot of things are going to be decided in camp that starts Friday, so we'll see. You know, maybe Cook makes a play for that number one spot, but at the same time, right now, I think it's Maxwell's job to lose. But if last year was any indication, it could go in any number of directions. I mean, they've got Tyler O'Connor, and Damian Terry, a freshman, coming in, and they're looking for more versatility from the quarterback position. And if Maxwell isn't the guy, I think after last season, I think Coach D'Antonio is going to be quicker to kind of, you know, pull the starter and get somebody new in there and try something different, because I don't know how many more games fans can sit through that are 17-14 with 75 yards of passing. I think, you know, fans are going to be texting even quicker if we're, not moving the ball again this season. So I think, you know, I think we'll be quicker to make a change. But for now, it's Maxwell's job.
Now, looking at the Big Ten as a whole, we avoid Ohio State this year.
Thankfully.
What are some of the other challenges that we are going to be facing?
Well, yeah, I mean, the schedule definitely sets up nicely for a bounce-back season. We trade Ohio State and Wisconsin for Purdue and Illinois, who are traditionally obviously not quite as strong. Purdue's got a new coach. Illinois is, I don't know what they're doing. They're trying to dig themselves out of a pretty big hole. As far as the schedule is concerned, we've got road games. You know, all the road games are tough. At Notre Dame, out of conference, at Iowa, who's, you know, that's traditionally a house of horrors for us, at Nebraska, where, you know, we haven't even looked impressive against Nebraska at all, and at Northwestern. So nothing is going to be easy as far as that's concerned. And then last year they couldn't get any, home wins at all in conference. So it's going to be protecting your home field. That's the most important thing. I don't think we can take anything for granted, especially after last year. You got to really do it all.
Matt Ludke is the production assistant for Current Sports, and that's just the first of many football previews that we're going to be having with our partners at Current Sports.